The U.S.-Mexico border is 1,933 miles long. It stretches from the Pacific Ocean to the Gulf of Mexico. It traverses deserts and mountains across four states. And Luke Dietrich plans to walk every mile of it. Dietrich is a contributing editor for Esquire magazine, and so far he has walked about 350 miles of the border. He wrote about that experience in the May issue of the magazine, and Luke Dietrich joins us now. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Your article, the first article, covers the first leg of your journey as you start at the Pacific and head east. But first, why? Why walk the border?
My first memories are actually from Mexico. I lived in Mexico when I was a kid. And I also have always found sort of the borderlands region to be a fascinating place. There are stories down there that you really can't find anywhere else. And it's an important part of our country right now. And there's a tremendous amount of activity going down there that I wanted to see for myself.
You brought along a GPS unit, a tent to sleep in, bear repellent. And I'd like you to explain this one, a baby stroller. Why?
I wanted to be able to do the trip unsupported, which means that I didn't want to have to rely on other people to bring me water or other necessities along the way. And I knew that a portion of my trip was going to be across, more than 100 miles of desert where there wasn't any guaranteed water source. And the only way I could conceive of being able to bring, the 100 pounds of water or so I was going to need for that stretch with me was going to be to push it or pull it and not to carry it on my back. And I happened to have had some experience with this particular brand of kind of jogging stroller that's fairly rugged that I had used with my own daughter. And so got one of those strollers and kitted it out, made it a lot more durable with sort of puncture-resistant strips and self-sealing goop inside the inner tubes, and it ended up being perfect. It held all my gear, all my water, all my food, everything I needed.
Now, we can understand the danger of a lack of water and the danger of wild animals, smugglers, whoever else. But there's actually a part of this trip you've taken already where there's a danger potentially of explosions. I'd like you to explain that one.
Right. I had to walk across part of the Barry Goldwater Air Force bombing range. And in order to get permission to do so, I had to sign all sorts of liability releases saying that I wasn't going to blame the government if they dropped bombs on me. But I remember...
That's some release.
Exactly. You know, it's the greatest release I've ever read, actually. It's remarkable stuff. And the reason they use it as a bombing range is because there is literally no one out there. And so I had these afternoons out there where these moments of pure kind of serenity were punctuated by the sounds of these F-15s roaring low across the desert towards me and then, breaking up and heading straight up into the sky.
Now, this is overwhelmingly a solitary walk that you're taking, yes? I mean, you reached people, and on occasion you find a place where people live or work, but for the most of the time you're just alone, yeah?
Correct, yeah. It's long days of being alone. Your head, your head does funny things, but I had a Kindle alone. I had an iPhone, actually. I had a little solar panel that I put on the front of the stroller, and so I kept my iPhone charged with that. And whenever I was in range, I would download podcasts. But
since you're unlikely to bump into a lot of people on this walk along the border, and there aren't a lot of landmarks or fascinating buildings along the way, or lots of historical markers. What's the learning experience here? What did you come away with after those first 300 miles or so?
Well, you do run into people, and although there are these stretches of sort of nothingness, you are passing through a lot of significant border towns. But honestly, along with the people that I run into, there is something that I think is kind of a learning experience just about the sort of the long stretches of nothingness. What a challenge it really is to seal off this stretch of 1,900 miles. especially when there's, you know, there is just this kind of endless pressure pushing people north. It's kind of a consummately rational decision to cross the border, like it or not, because as soon as they do, their earning potential increases sixfold. If you happen to bring, you know, some cocaine with you, its value doubles as soon as you cross the line. I mean, there are just these pressures. So it's a remarkable sort of feat that we are attempting at this point to seal off that, you know, vast and largely empty stretch.
Well, I look forward to reading about the whole trip once you've finished. And thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Robert.
It's Luke Dietrich, who is a contributing editor for Esquire magazine, and he's working on a year-long series, Walking the Entire Border Between the United States and Mexico.